That is music again from Bess Rogers and Ali Moss. And tonight they're going to be at Garfield Artworks. Doors open 7:30. The show at 8 o'clock. You'll have a chance to see and hear them. Now, where were you last night, out of curiosity? Do you know? Do you remember where
you played last night?
Oh, yeah,
we were in Philly in a little tavern called the Mill Creek Tavern.
Yeah, now, I remember seeing that on your site. So, I mean, this is a fun tour for you as a duo, and do you know where you're headed? What are some of the other spots?
We have a show at a college in Illinois.
The University of Illinois we're playing.
Oh, great.
We're playing Jam and Java in Vienna, which is right outside D.C. A few small shows, and then actually a couple house shows. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have a lot of house concerts here in the Pittsburgh area. That's great.
So you've
really put together a pretty nice itinerary for yourselves to get out and around, which is terrific.
And actually, we have our official CD release party in New York City at the end of this tour. So
April 18th.
Yeah.
Well, we have
if
people.
We may plug that, even though we're in Pittsburgh.
Well, we actually have a lot of New York folks listening online, and a lot of people listening online. Where is it going to be?
That's at a venue called Canal Room.
Okay.
And you can go to canalroom.com, I think.
Yeah.
And when is it?
That's April 18th.
Okay, so because folks listening to our on-demand shows, listening back, may hear it too.
And you can see all of the tour dates on our MySpace pages as well.
Excellent. So. Did you hear the Long Island all in
just for a minute? All of our tour dates.
It was there just for a minute.
On MySpace page.
Just for a second. But
it comes out when I'm not paying attention.
Or when it's
comes out when I'm not.
It's early.
Now on.
Early in the morning.
Speak like this.
Have you noticed Pittsburgh accents yet?
Not really so much, but I'm going to keep a lookout for it.
They
now.
Exist. They are there.
What is yinz, right?
Yinz is one say. Sort of a contraction for you ones.
Which
people
is a
say.
Strange thing.
Yinz going at. Is another one.
A little bit of a Boston.
Jeff Barron, who's mixing you now, our director of education and outreach, also as the director of the Pittsburgh accent. He does not have one, but he can demonstrate one quite well.
Wow!
Can you give us
an example?
Oh, sure. You can give. You can go into one of their mics. Jeff can say anything.
Is there a phrase?
Yinz are in town. If you're interested in a steak, they're phenomenal. You go down to my cousin Bobby's buddy Mario, he'll make a thick steak, huh? It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's about right.
That's
awesome. Sort
phenomenal,
of.
Huh?
Some of the common ones, too, are like Keller Film, which would be color film to you guys.
Keller
but Keller
film?
Keller Film. Film can have two syllables, and color becomes Keller.
I have no idea what that person was saying at all.
And I say this all very affectionately because I grew up with a Boston accent and was teased relentlessly.
I lost a little bit of my Long Island accent when I went, Long Island accent when I went to college and got made fun of for saying things like human and huge. I didn't say H. I only started saying H before those words.
It's really human.
At the age of 18.
It's quarter to 12 right now, which actually they say, they say quarter till in certain places more than they do in other places, and half past in some places more than in others. You're having the pleasure of hearing Bess Rogers and Ali Moss as they play. Chris Kuffner's here, too, with percussion and some of the rhythm work in the background and also some harmonies. And now Ali has donned the ukulele. And Bess has got the guitar, the Gibson.
So we're going to use this glockenspiel, too.
Oh, yes, there is a glock here, a glockenspiel, that is. And I like that because it's in a portable little case. I've never seen anything quite like that. It's nice. The portability of an auto harp, the challenge of a glockenspiel.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, the glockenspiel.
Oh, I know. What's the next song called?
The song is called I Don't Worry.